Cape Talk.
The Africa Report.
With JJ Cornish.
Happening with JJ Cornish. Bonjour, JJ. A very good morning to you. Welcome again. And we started with Ethiopia that arrests 63 suspects in human rights violations and corruption.
Bonjour to you, Zain. You know, I tell you, Abiy Ahmed is doing remarkable things. Now, he's the Attorney General, Berhanu Tsegani. He has arrested had these people arrested from military intelligence and business communities. He says involved in human rights violations. And I mean, this is beatings, forced confessions, sodomy, rape, electrocution, even killings in previous regime. And there was also mismanaging the military-owned corporation and state-owned enterprises. So, when he said he was going to clean up, make peace and clean up, Abiy Ahmed's been keeping his promise. Things are changing dramatically and for the better in Ethiopia.
And, JJ, moving on from that story this morning, Andry Rajoelina takes over the lead after last week's elections in Madagascar. Yeah, you were talking about this last week, about Madagascar and the poverty-stricken country that it is.
Oh, you know, it's so sad when you see the resources this country has. And I mean, all it needs is a bit of political stability. Now, Andry Rajoelina was the leader of the coup in 2009 that unseated Marc Ravalomanana. And it's interesting, Marc Ravalomanana we know well because he spent most of his exile period here in South Africa. But he's running second to Rajoelina. And the sad thing is that Harry Rajwan Arimam Pianini, and I'm the only journalist, I think, in South Africa who can say his name. So when he disappears from the scene, a talent I have is just going to disappear, you know, like I suppose like the ability to play the lyre or something like that. But anyway, they're running, and at this point it looks like Rajoelina's up with 49% of the votes. Now, if he doesn't make 50% plus one, there will be a runoff in December. Can the country afford a runoff? Well, it's going to have to do it. But, as I say, I've been there three times as election observer, and I really do pray for Madagascar. Remarkably nice people, a beautiful country, fourth biggest island in the world. If they can only get some stability, that will enable them to develop as they should. It'd be a fantastic thing.
Now, my mom and dad, many, many years ago, because my mom's from Mauritius, and eventually when they went over there to, she always wanted to go back to Mauritius again, they took a flight over to Madagascar. And, we got family in Madagascar, and it's a beautiful country. It's a lovely place to go to. It's just pity they haven't developed in terms of, the same way as Mauritius has. Moving on from that story, JJ, Nigeria suffers cholera outbreak among people jammed into camps to escape the Boko Haram.
Well, you know, Zane, every year since the insurrection by Boko Haram began, and that's now 9 years ago, there have been cholera outbreaks. And this one, this year, there's about 10,000 cases, and 175 people have already died. The onset of the rainy season hasn't helped, but the very simple reason these people are jammed into these camps, hygiene, treatment of the water and so on, not adequate. And so this happens. And the authorities are saying, yeah, well, we're fighting this one with all the manner that we can. However, unless, there's certain things addressed right now, we're going to have a cholera outbreak in Nigeria, in northeastern Nigeria, and that is in Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe states. We're going to have it again next year. What are we going to do about that?
Yeah, and it is essential, that you start creating the infrastructure on the ground in terms of these cholera outbreaks, so you can actually deal with it. Have you eaten Central African nuts? It's like a peanut. Apparently, it grows sort of underground in the rainy season in the central part of Africa.
I can't say I have, and being a vegetarian, I live on nuts.
Mm.
In fact, some people think I'm so keen on nuts that they say
you are
I
nuts.
Am nut, and I don't know if that's being polite.
Yeah. The thing is, actually, is that I often get this from a Nigerian buddy of mine. And then yesterday I walked into a store and this guy had it on the shelf there. And it's, you know, and then he explained to me how the nuts grow in Africa and how, what the difference is between these nuts and the other nuts that grow in Africa. And I found it absolutely fascinating, you know, that, Africa is so rich in so many ways.
Yeah, and nuts. I mean, yeah, for in terms of feeding people. Now, are these? But I don't know if these are. Are these similar to that? They look like slightly larger
peanuts
than peanut.
Yes,
but they're softer.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, you know where I get them from is my son farms in Tsanin, and the locals grow them there. It's not that he's using it as a crop, he brings me to me from there. They're grown by the locals. And then they actually, believe it or not, they boil them, eh?
They boil them, yeah. And the ones
yeah,
that
I... I wish I could remember the name. What they call them. I mean, I'm told, I always get them. They're quite delicious, obviously, and they're nice for cooking with. So.
There we go. Going nuts about nuts this morning, JJ Cornish, Ademe.
Ademe, mon vieux.